Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. Now, before we dive into today's episode on cultivating inner peace and contentment, tell me something. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? Constantly chasing the next achievement, the next milestone, the next something. That feeling of never quite reaching that state of calm, that sense of deep satisfaction. Yeah, I get it. That's why we're tackling this topic today, because inner peace isn't some mystical unicorn you stumble upon, it's a skill you cultivate. A muscle you strengthen through practice and awareness. Alright, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help us on this journey to finding inner peace and contentment. First up, let's talk about expectations. Ever heard the saying, expectation is the root of all heartache? There's a lot of truth in that. We often set ourselves up for disappointment by clinging to unrealistic expectations, whether it's about our careers, relationships, or even just how perfectly good latte should taste. Remember, life rarely goes according to plan, and that's okay. Instead of rigidly holding onto expectations, try embracing the unexpected. It might lead you down some pretty cool paths you wouldn't have discovered otherwise. Next, we need to practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But honestly, how often do we truly appreciate the good things in our lives? Not just the big wins, but the everyday moments, a sunny day, a good cup of coffee, that laugh with a friend that makes your stomach hurt. Make a conscious effort to notice and savor these little joys. It can seriously shift your perspective and help you feel more content with what you already have. Now, let's talk about letting go. We tend to cling to things past hurts, regrets, even things we don't need anymore. But holding on to these burdens just weighs us down. Practice forgiveness both for yourself and others. Let go of the need to control everything and everyone around you. Remember, sometimes the most peaceful moments come from simply surrendering to the flow of life. Speaking of letting go, it's time to declutter your mind. Ever feel like your brain is a runaway train with a million thoughts screaming at each other? Meditation, mindfulness, even just taking a few minutes to breathe deeply can help quiet the mental chatter and create space for inner peace. Think of it like cleaning out your closet. You feel lighter and freer when you get rid of the stuff you don't need anymore. Finally, remember that true contentment comes from within, not from external achievements or possessions. Focus on cultivating your values, pursuing your passions, and building meaningful connections with others. When you live in alignment with what truly matters to you, that inner peace becomes a constant companion, no matter what life throws your way. Okay, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and the person in front of you is driving like they're participating in a demolition derby. Ever been there? It's easy to let that frustration bubble over, right? But what if, instead of getting sucked into that anger spiral, you took a deep breath, acknowledged your feelings, and chose to focus on something positive, maybe even the cat you saw him playing on the radio? That's cultivating inner peace in action. So remember these key takeaways. Let go of unrealistic expectations. Practice gratitude for the little things. Forgive yourself and others. Declutter your mind through meditation or mindfulness. And finally, remember that true contentment comes from within. Take a moment to reflect on what resonated with you most today. How can you apply these principles to your own life? Remember, inner peace isn't a destination, it's a journey. Each day is an opportunity to cultivate that calm and contentment. So go out there, be kind to yourself, and embrace the journey. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage. You got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you guys.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.